Chamishi. Until now, we were discussing the laws of Steachuza, which is that if somebody sells a field in Eretz Yisrael to somebody else, during the first 2 years, nobody may redeem it, but after 2 years, either the owner or his relatives may redeem the field. The Pasuk is telling us over here that by Batei Arichoyma, houses in cities with walls around it from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the halacha is different. The halacha is that during the first year you may redeem it, but after the first year of the sale, nobody may redeem this house. And the Pasuk says, Ve'ish ki yimkar beis moishav ir choyma. And a person who will sell a house situated in a city that was surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, v'hoisa gulose at toim shnas mimkari. Its redemption will be until the end of the first year of its sale. Yomim, for 1 year, tia gulosai will be the time of its redemption. And if it was not redeemed, ad melois lois shana smima, until the end of the first year, then and then the house that was in the city with the wall around it will be established. Latzmisus forever. Lakoina oisai. It will belong to the one who bought it. Lidaroitzav for his generations. Loi yetze bayoivel. It will not go out bayoivel. The Pasuk is telling us that if this house was not redeemed during the first year, it may not be redeemed after that at all. And not only that, this house will not go back to the original owner by Yovel. Not only after the first year, but even if Yovel comes out during that first year, it will not return to its owner at all by Yovel. Yovel does not apply by Batei Arichoyma. Rashi is bothered when the Pasuk says, V'kom abayis asher bo'ir asher loy choyma, the word loy is written lamed aleph, which means it does not have a wall around it. That doesn't make sense. We are talking about a house that is in a city that has a wall around it. The word loy should have been written lamed vav, not lamed aleph. Because loy with an aleph means it does not have a wall around it, as opposed to loy with a vav, which means it does have a wall around it. Why does the Pasuk write loy with an aleph? Rashi tells us, because the Pasuk wants to say, Asher loy choyma, even if the city does not have a wall around it right now, but since it had a wall around it at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that is enough to be considered Batei Arichoyma, and it has these halachas. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chavtes, Beis Moishav Ir Choyma, Bayis a house, Besach Ir HaMukheves Choyma, which is situated in a city that is surrounded by a wall, Miyamoish Yeshua ben Nun, from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. V'hoysa gulasai, Lefi Shenemar Besada, since it says concerning Steachuza, Sheyachar Legoela Mishteishon Ve'elech, that it can be redeemed from the second year and on. Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh, at any time that the person wishes, uvesoich shtei shanim harishonim, but during the first 2 years after the sale, ein yochel legoyelo, he may not redeem it, hutzruch lefarish bozeh. Therefore, the Torah has to tell us concerning Batei Arichoyma, shehu chiluf, that it is just the opposite. Shem rotza ligol b'shana rishona goyelo. If he wants to redeem it during the first year, he may. Ulaachem mikan ein goyelo, but after that, he may not redeem it. Zakrashi v'hoisa gulasai, and it will be his redemption. What does it mean, the Lashon Zohar of his redemption? Shall bias, the redemption of the house, because bias is a Lashon Zohar. Yomim, Zakrashi, Yemei Shana Shlema, the days of a complete year, Kruyim Yomim, is called Yomim. So Yomim means a year. V'chein, and so it says in the Pasuk, Teshev Hanara Itanu Yomim. Lavan said, let Rivka stay with us for 1 year. The house leaves the authority of the seller, and it enters the authority of the buyer. After loy choyma, Rashi is bothered why it is written with an aleph. Zok Rashi loy karinan. We read it as if it was written with a vav. Amru Rabbeinu Zal, our chacham teach us why the ksiv, why it is written with an aleph. Afal pisha ein lo yachshav, even though it does not have a wall now, hoyel v'hoysa lo koydav l'chein, since it had a wall in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, that is sufficient for this to be called Batei Arichoyma. Zok Rashi, v'ir nekevihi, the word ir, a city, is b'loshen nekeva, it's in the feminine, v'hutzrach lichtev lo, and really the pasuk should have written lo. V'kom habayis asher bo'ir, asher lo choyma, since ir is in the feminine, it should have said that she has a wall, the city which is she, lo. So why does it say loy? El mitoch shetzorach lichtov loy bifnim, since the ksiv has to be written with an aleph, like we explained earlier, the drasha that our chachamim say, tiknu loy b'mesoris. Therefore, they fixed it in the way that it must be read, zeh noifel al zeh, a loshin which will sound like the ksiv. Although grammatically the pasuk should have been read lo chayma with a hey, since the ksiv is loy, therefore we change the kri. Instead of reading it la, we read it as loy because it sounds like the ksiv. Zeh noifel al zeh, this one falling on this one, which means the kri will sound like the ksiv. Zakrashi lo yetzi by yovel, but the ori chayma will not go out by yovel. Amar Rav Safra says, even if Yovel comes out during the first year of the sale, it will not go back to the original owner. And the pasuk now tells us the dinim of Botei HaChatzerim, which are houses situated in cities that do not have walls around it. They have a different halacha. They may be redeemed throughout all the years, and they go out by Yovel. Uvotei HaChatzerim, and houses situated in open cities, she'ein lehem chayim asaviv, they do not have walls around it. Alstei ha'oritz yechoshev, they are considered like fields which can be redeemed after the second year. And then the pasuk adds on a leniency, ge'ula tiyaloi, even during the first 2 years they may be redeemed. They may be redeemed after the 2 years, and also during the first 2 years. Uvayovel yetze, and it returns to the owner by yovel. Zakrashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Uvote HaChatzerim, Kitagumai, like Targum says, Patzchaya, open cities, Ayores Psuchois, cities that are opened, Me'ein Choyma, without walls. V'yeshar Bebesefer Yeshua, we find this word many times in Sefer Yeshua, as it says, He'orim V'chatzreim, the cities and their open cities. And also as it says in Sefer Bereishis, B'chatzreim, with their open cities, Uvetiroisam, and their cities surrounded by walls. Alstei ha'oritz yechoshev, this house will be considered like a field. Harein kesodois, they are like fields. Hanegolim ad ha'yovel, that are redeemed until yovel. V'yotzim ba'yovel, and they go out by yovel. Lebailim, to the original owners. Im lo nigalu, if they were not redeemed. Geula tiyaloi, the pasuk says it will have a redemption. This is coming to tell us, miyad, immediately, im yirtze, if the owner wants to redeem it, he can redeem it even during the first 2 years. Uvezeh, and in this aspect, Yafa Koichoi, its power is greater Mikoyach Sodais, from the power of a field. Sha Sodais Enigolais Ashteshanim, because fields may not be redeemed during the first 2 years, and Botei HaChatzerim may be redeemed during the first 2 years. Zakrashi Uvayovel Yetze, and it will return to the original owner by Yovel. Rashi is bothered that this halacha we know from the words Al Stei Haoritz Yechoshev. Once you tell us that Botei HaChatzerim is like Stei Achuza, we know that it goes out by Yovel. So why does the pasuk have to repeat Uvayovel Yetze? Zakrashi Bechinam, it goes out for free without payment. Which means that since by Stei Achuza the halacha is that it must remain for 2 years by the buyer, and if Yovel comes out after 1 year, that it is by the buyer. The halacha is it returns to the original owner by Yovel, but after Yovel, it must go back for another year by the buyer. This halacha does not apply by Botei HaChatzerim, and the halacha is that if Yovel comes out even during the first 2 years, the halacha is uvayovel yetze bechinam, it will go out by Yovel, back to the original owner, even without a repayment, even without returning to the buyer after Yovel. And the pasuk continues by teaching us that the fields and the houses of a Levi is more lenient than those of a Yisrael. Although we learned that by Stei Achuza of a Yisrael, it may not be redeemed during the first 2 years, a Levi may redeem his field during the first 2 years. And even though we learned by Yisrael that a Botei Ori Choyma may not be redeemed after the first year, a Levi may redeem a Botei Ori Choyma after the first year, and also he has the law that by Yovel, this Botei Ori Choyma will return to him, even though there is no law of Yovel by a Botei Ori Choyma of a Yisrael. And the pasuk says, "Va'ori Aleviim," and the cities of the Leviim, the 48 cities in Eretz Yisrael that were given to the Leviim, Botei Ori Achuzasam, their houses in these cities of their possession, Geulas Oilam Tiel Aleviim, a redemption forever there will be for the Leviim. They may redeem their fields even during the first 2 years, and they may redeem their Botei Ori Choyma even after the first year. V'asher yigal min ha'leviim, and that which was bought from the leviim, v'yotza mimkar bayis, and the sale of the house will go out, v'ir achuzasai, and the sale of the city that belongs to him, bayovel bayovel. If it was not redeemed, then his stei achuza and his botei ori choyma will return to him by yovel. This is Rashi's first pshat. that Yigal means bought. Vashir Yigal min ha-Levihim means that which was bought from the Levi. But Rashi says another pshat, in which Yigal is kipshutai, it means redemption. And the pasuk is connected to the previous pasuk. In the previous pasuk, the pasuk said that the Levim have a leniency, that they may redeem a steachuza even during the first 2 years, and they may redeem a batei orichoyma even after the first year. You might think this leniency only applies to a Levi who sells a field to a Yisrael. We do not want this field to remain by the Yisrael, so we make it easier for it to return to the Levi. But if a Levi sells a field to another Levi, I might think that this law does not apply, and he will not have these leniencies. Therefore the pasuk said, "Vasher yigal min ha-Levim," even if he is redeeming from a Levi, if he sold the field to a Levi, and now he is redeeming it back from the Levi, still it has these leniencies. According to this pshat, the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk are not connected. The beginning of the pasuk is telling us that if a Levi is redeeming from another Levi, he still has these kulos. The end of the pasuk is telling us a new halacha, v'yotza mimkar bayis v'irach uzasi b'yovel, that if it was not redeemed, then it goes back by yovel. According to the first pshat that we mentioned earlier, it's all one sentence. The beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk are connected. Va'asher yigal min ha-Levim, and that which was bought from a Levi, v'yotza mimkar bayis v'irach uzasa b'yovel, that which was bought will return to the Levi by yovel. And the pasuk continues by telling us why these leniencies apply to the Levim, ki vatei orei ha-Levim, because the houses of the cities of the Levim, and also their fields, hi achuzasam b'serech b'nei Yisrael, this is the only property that they have among the B'nai Yisrael. They do not have Nachalas Sada Vakarim. They do not have regular land in Eretz Yisrael. They only have these 48 cities. Therefore, we are more lenient concerning these 48 cities. And the pasuk tells us one more leniency concerning the fields of the Levim. Typically, if a Yisrael is magdish a field, his steachuza to Hegdish, the halach is he may redeem it from Hegdish. But if he does not redeem it from Hegdish, and Hegdish sells this field to another person, the original owner loses his rights to this field, and he may not redeem it from the buyer. And when Yovel comes, this field does not go back to the original owner, but rather it goes to the Kohanim by Yovel. This is not so by the fields of the Levim. If the Levi is magdish his fields from the 48 cities, the halacha is he may redeem it from Hegdish. And if Hegdish sells it to somebody else, he may redeem it from that person. And if he does not redeem it from that person, by Yovel it does not go to the Kohanim, but rather it will go back to the Levim. And the pasuk tells us, Usadei migrash orehem, and their open fields in their cities, lo yimacher, it will not be sold, the sale of a gizbar, the sale of the treasurer of Hegdish, like a field of Yisrael which is sold. Because by the field of Yisrael which is sold by the gizbar, he cannot take it back anymore. But the field of a Levi that is sold by the gizbar still may be redeemed from the buyer, and by Yovel it will go back to the Levi. Ki achuzas oilam hilohem, because it is an everlasting possession to the Levim. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis, Ve'ori ha-Levim and the cities of the Levim, Arboim u'shmoyne ir, the 48 cities shenasnu lohem that were given to them, Geulas Oilam, a redemption forever. Goyel Miyad, they may redeem it right away. Afilu lifnei shtei shonim, even within the first 2 years of the sale. Imacharu sadeh misadeiseihem, if they sold a field from their fields, hanasunos lahem, that are given to them, be'alpayim amos vivois ha'orim, in the 2,000 amos around their cities. Oyim machu bayis bo'ir choyma, or if they sold a house in a city with a wall around it, goyalim la'olam, they may redeem it forever. It does not become the buyer's absolute possession after the first year, but they may redeem it even after the first year. So the Levim have these leniencies. They may redeem a steachuza even during the first 2 years, and a batei orichoyma even after the first year. Zok Rashi v'asher yigal min ha-Levim, v'im yikne bayis o'ir mehem, if you will purchase a house or a city from the Levim, v'yotza be'yovel, oisem memker shal bayis o'shal ir, this sale of the house or of the city will return to the Levim by yovel, v'yoshav l'levi shemachoroi, it will return to the Levi that sold it, v'lo yiyeh cholot, it will not be cholot, it will not become the absolute possession of the buyer, kishar batei orichoyma shal Yisrael, like every other batei orichoyma of Yisrael, that after the first year it becomes the buyer's possession. According to this pshat, the word va'asher yigal, the word ge'ula, is a language of mechira, a sale. And in Sefer Mesiach Ilim, Sefer HaZikaron, and also in Be'er Yitzchak, they say that the Girsa should be Ugu'ulu Zulash and Kinyan. This word Vashu Yigal means to acquire, to purchase. And the Pasuk reads like this, Vashu Yigal min ha'Levi'im, and that which is bought from the Levi'im will go out by Yovel. Zok Rashi Dover Acharei Sekem Shad Lefisha Nemar. Since the Pasuk says Geulas Oilam Tiel Alevi'im, a redemption forever shall be for the Levi'im, Yochel, I might think, Lo Dibur HaKosov. The Pasuk is only speaking about Ela B'Lekech Yisrael, a Yisrael who will buy from the Levi, Shekona buys Ba'ori Alevi'im. He will buy a house from the cities of the Levi'im. So then the halacha is that the Levi'im have these leniencies. Av a Levi, Shekona mi Levi, but if a Levi bought from another Levi, Yiacholot, I might think that the sale is final after the first year, because it will remain by the Levi'im anyway. Tamad Leimar. Therefore the Pasuk says, Vasha Yigal min ha-Levi'im. If one will redeem from the Levi'im, Af ha-Golem Yad Levi, even if one is redeeming from the Levi, Goyel Geulas Olam, he still will have the leniencies and will be able to redeem even after the first year. According to this second shot, this is a separate mitzvah. If it is not redeemed, it will go out by Yovel. It is not considered the buyer's possession after a year, like the house of a Yisrael, but rather by Yovel it will go back to the Levi. The houses in the cities of the Levi'im, this is their property. The Levi'im do not have estates of fields and vineyards. They only have the 48 cities to live in, and their open fields that surround these cities. Therefore, they are instead of fields, and these houses have a redemption like fields that may be redeemed even after the first year, in order that their property will not be taken away from them. And the fields in their open cities will not be sold, the sale of the treasurer of Hegdish. If a Levi was Magdish's field, and he did not redeem it, and the Gizbar, the treasurer of Hegdish, sold it to another person, this field will not go to the Kaihan by Yovel, like it is stated by Yisrael. The Pasuk says, if the Gizbar will sell the field to another person, it may not be redeemed anymore, but it will go to the Kaihanim by Yovel. Aval ben Levi goy la'olam, but a Levi may redeem it forever. He can redeem it from the buyer, and by Yovel it returns to become his possession. And the pasuk continues, V'chiyomach achicha, if your brother will become poor, umata yada imach, his hand will falter with you, V'chazaktaboy, you should hold on to him. You should not wait until he becomes so poor and falls so low that you will not be able to help him out. But rather, at the time that you see his situation starts turning for the worse, then you should already start to help him out. Ger, whether he is a ger, v'toshav, or whether he is a ger toshav. A ger toshav is a person who accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he still eats basar nevela, flesh of an animal that did not have shechita. Such a person is called a ger toshav, because we allow him to be toshav, to become a resident in Eretz Yisrael, since he keeps some of the mitzvahs. So whether he is a ger, or whether he is a ger toshav, you shall help him out, v'chayimach, and he shall live with you. The Malbim is bothered why the pasuk says, umata yodai, his hand will falter. Why does the Torah use a lashon of yodai, his hand, in order to say that he is poor? And he answers, because the hand symbolizes wealth. Like we see in the pasuk, yad charitzim, the hand of the sharp tashir, will become wealthy. So when the pasuk wants to say that a person is wealthy, it speaks about his hand. Therefore, when the Torah wants to say that he became poor, it says, umata yodai, his hand will falter. The Torah's Kohanim is bothered by the lashon of imach. Why does it say, umata yodai imach, his hand will falter with you? Why does the Torah have to stress imach with you? Torah's Kohanim answers, the pasuk is coming to exclude one who becomes poor because he is mesachik bekuvya, he gambles away his money. Such a person you do not have to help out. That's why the pasuk says, umata yodai imach, if his hand will falter imach, when he is with you, when he is mekayim mitzvahs, that type of person you shall help out. But One who becomes poor by doing deeds that are not imach, like mesachei pekuvia, such a person you do not have to help out. And the pasuk continues that when you help out this poor person and you give him a loan, al tikach me'itoy neshach v'sarbis, do not take from him by this loan interest. V'yareisom elekecho, and you shall fear your God. V'chei achicho imach, and let your brother live with you. Rashi is bothered why the Torah says a double lashon by the word interest. It says neshach and sarbis. Both of them mean the same thing. It's just that neshach is the name that it is called concerning the loive, the one who borrows the money, and sarbis is the name that it is called concerning the malve, the lender. Because concerning the loive, the borrower, it is a neshach. It's a bite. Interest is like a bite because it bites away from him because he has to pay more than he borrowed. Sarbis, which means an increase, is the name it is called concerning the lender, because he receives an increase. He only lends $5 and gets back $10. So why does the Torah say a double lashon? Rashi tells us it is to tell us lavar olav b'shnei lavim, that one who charges interest will be over two lavim, the lav of neshech and the lav of marbis. Like we see many times in the Torah repeats something in order to tell you that you will transgress two or more lavim. And Rashi is bothered why specifically by this lav of charging interest does the Torah say v'yareisom elekecho, you shall fear your God. Rashi tells us two terutzim. The first terutz is that since the lav of ribis is something that is very difficult for a person to pull himself away from, he can be merehenter and give himself a license to charge ribis by telling himself, you know, my money is just sitting there by the borrower, not making any money, and being very unproductive. Therefore, he will want to charge ribis. So the Torah says, don't do that. Do not be over the Savera, v'yareisa melekecho, you shall fear your God and pull yourself away from this Savera that is very enticing. Rashi tells us a second shot, that a Yid should not lend money to another Yid and charge interest by saying that this money does not belong to me, it belongs to a guy. And since it's a guy's money, I may charge interest. Therefore the pasuk says, v'yareisa melekecho, fear your God. Hashem knows the truth. He knows if this money belongs to a guy or if it is really your money. And the pasuk continues as kasbecha lo sitin lo b'neshech. Your money you shall not give to the poor b'neshech with interest. Uvemarbis, and with interest lo sitin ochlecho, you shall not give your food. The question arises that we just stated earlier that neshech and marbis is the same thing. So why does the Torah say neshech by kesef, by money, and marbis by food? Shem Olam therefore says that the pasuk must be read like this: Es kasbecha lo sitin lo b'neshech uvemarbis. Your money you shall not give with neshech and marbis. And then we read it again: B'neshech uvemarbis lo sitin ochlecho. Your food you shall not give with neshech and marbis. So therefore, neshech and marbis is going on both on kesef and on food. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Asher hoitzesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out from the land of Mitzrayim. Rashi tells us two pshatim in why the Torah says that I took you out of Mitzrayim by the Isser of Rivis. One pshat is that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, and I was able to differentiate between a Mitzri who was a Bechor and that Mitzri was killed, and a Mitzri that was not a Bechor and that Mitzri lived. So too, I will be able to differentiate between a person who charges interest to another Yid and says that this money does not belong to him, but rather it belongs to a guy. I will be able to find this person and punish him. Rashi says, a second shot, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem Elokeichem that took you out of Mitzrayim, al menaskein, on this condition, in order to keep my mitzvahs even though they are difficult, like the mitzvah of ribis, which is very difficult to separate oneself from. Lases lochem es eretz Canaan, in order to give you the land of Canaan as a reward for keeping my mitzvahs, liyos lochem lelekim, to be your God in the land of Canaan. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, I am your God. But one who leaves Eretz Yisrael and goes to Chutz Laaretz, Rashi says, it is as if he is oved avodah zarah, he worships avodah zarah. Zakt Rashi pasuk lamed hey, vechazakta bo, you shall hold on to him. Al tanicheu sheyered viipol, do not allow him to go all the way down and fall to the ground. And it will be difficult to pick him up again. Ella, only what should you do? Grab onto him and help him out from the time you see that his financial situation starts turning for the worse. What is this similar to? To a package that is on a donkey. When it is on the donkey and just moves a little bit out of place. One person can straighten it out. Once the package falls to the ground, five people cannot put this package back on the donkey. So too, don't allow the poor person to fall all the way till the ground. Help him out when he starts losing his money. Even if this person is a ger or a ger toshav, you must help him out. And what is considered a ger toshav? A person who accepted upon himself not to worship avodah zarah. But he eats meat of nevela. He will eat meat of an animal that did not have shechita. Va'ayin in the Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis that tells us three shitas in what a ger toshav is. Rameir says Kol Shekibel Olav Shelo Lavet Avodah Zarah. Any person that accepts upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, he keeps one mitzvah, not to worship Avodah Zarah, but he does not keep any other mitzvahs. The Chachamim say he keeps the Zion mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but no other mitzvah. Acherim Arim, he keeps all the mitzvahs except one mitzvah, which is he does eat nevelis. Shem Olam asks, which shita is Rashi going according to? Rashi, in the beginning of his word, says, Vezeu toshav kol shekibel olav shaloi lavet avodah zarah. A person who accepts upon himself not to worship avodah zarah seems to be going according to Rav Meir, who holds that he keeps one mitzvah, which is avodah zarah. But then Rashi ends off, Va'oichel nevelos, he eats nevelos, which is mashma, he keeps all the mitzvahs except one mitzvah of nevela. That seems to be like acherim. Therefore, Shem Olam answers that Rashi milsa psikta nakat. Rashi says two statements that fit according to everybody. His first statement is that a ger toshav does not worship avodah zarah. This fits according to everybody. Rav Meir holds that a ger toshav keeps one mitzvah. That mitzvah is not to worship avodah zarah. Chachamim hold that they keep Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Included in the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach is the isser of worshiping avodah zarah. And according to Acherim, the ger toshav keeps all the mitzvahs except for nevelos. So obviously, he does not worship avodah zarah. And the second statement of Rashi also fits according to all the shitas. Because this that Rashi says that a ger toshav eats nevelos can fit according to Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir holds the ger toshav only keeps one mitzvah of avodah zarah and does not keep the rest. According to the Chachamim, he only keeps the Zion mitzvahs. And since nevela is not part of the Zion mitzvahs, therefore he eats nevelos. And according to Acherim, he keeps all the mitzvahs except for nevela. So it fits also according to Acherim. So Rashi is saying two statements that are Likuli Alma. Zogt Rashi Neshech Vesarbis, Chad Shavin Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that it means the same thing. So why does the Torah say two Lashonis, V'lavar Olav B'shnei Lavim, in order that one who charges Ribbis is over two Lavim? V'yareisa Melikecha, you shall fear your God. L'fisha Data Shel Odom Nimshech as Achar Ribbis, because a person's mind is attracted to charging Ribbis, V'kasha Lifrei Shemenu, and it is difficult for a person to separate from this Isser, U'moyer La'atmei Heter, and he gives himself a license to charge Ribbis, B'shvil Ma'oisom, Shehoyu B'teilos Etzlai, because his money is unproductive by the borrower, Hotzuch Le'imav Yereisem Elekecho. Therefore the Torah has to say, fear your God, and overcome this Avera also. Oi, Rashi says a second shot, Hatoyla Ma'isa Benachri, one who will say that he is allowed to charge ribbis because this money is not his, but rather it belongs to a guy. Kidei la'alvois only Yisrael b'ribbis, in order to lend them to a yid with interest. Hareza Dovar Hamosa L'libay Shel Adam, this is something that is given over to the heart of a person, Umachshavtai, and also it is in his thoughts. We do not know the truth if this belongs to a guy or not. Therefore the Torah says, you shall fear your God who knows the truth. Zakt Rashi, Asher Oitzesi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim, Vivchanti, and I was able to differentiate Bein Bechor L'Sheinu Bechor, between a Mitzri that was a firstborn who was killed, and a Mitzri that was not a Bechor. Afani Yodea, also I know the difference, V'nifra, and I will punish, Min Amal V'Mois L'Yisrael Beribis, one who will lend money to a yid and charge interest, V'Omer, and he will say, Shal Nachrihem, that this money is not mine, it belongs to a guy. Davaracher, Rashi says the second shot, Asher etesi eschem eretz Mitzrayim al menash shetekablu aleichem mitzvoisai. I took you out of Mitzrayim on the condition to accept upon yourself my mitzvahs, afilu hen kvedos aleichem, even though they are hard for you. Loseis lochem es eretz Canaan, in order to give you the land of Canaan, bischar shetekablu mitzvoisai, in reward for accepting my mitzvahs, lios lochem lelekim, to be your God, in Eretz Yisrael. Shekol hadar b'Eretz Yisrael ani lo lelekim. Anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, I am to him for God. V'chol hayoytze, and one who leaves Eretz Yisrael, ke'oyved avodah zarah, it is as if he worships avodah zarah. V'ayin in Rashi Parshas Lech Lecha, Peruk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches, where there Rashi says the same idea a little bit differently. He says, kol hadar b'chutz laretz, one who lives in chutz laretz, k'mi she'en lo eleka, it is as if he does not have a God. Over here, the Lashon is stronger. Kol hayoytze, one who leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, ke'oyved avodah zarah, it is as if he worships avodah zarah. V'ayin in the Maral in Sefer Gur Aryeh, who discusses this diuk.